believing God rather than the devil when things happen, and how the faith bends. So there we are, go, cruising along, we're doing fine, straight, straight, straight. Something happens, there's a hiccup, and we immediately go, "See, I knew Lord, the Lord wouldn't come through." Rather than having that attitude is, okay, so the enemy wants to stop me from having what God wants to give me. Okay, so what do I need to do, Lord? How do I overcome this? What's the next step? That's really where we have to come from. Because if we don't, we constantly are backtracking. And what I see is there's these two-pronged things in most Christians, because not just because I deal with so many, but in myself as well. Okay, you've got the faith on the one end, and then you've got this always this bit of fear. And the fear is riding in tandem with the faith. Well, what if it doesn't happen? What if it doesn't happen? What if it doesn't happen? That's always going on. And of course, the enemy's going to try to thwart you and bring, throw a spanner in the works or whatever to get you off track so that you think, see, God is not for me. And that's why so often faith fails. And then we call it God failing. And not from that, again, not from that condemning place, and not from the conjuring up place, but as you said before, from that steadfast place of knowing that He is steadfast. He's the one who's steadfast. It's not us that's steadfast, but all we have to do is believe in His steadfastness. We think we have to be steadfast, and that's not what God's asking us. He's asking, well, faith is really believing that He is who He said He is. Not that we can
Like,
be
I love
good
the
enough.
concept of agreeing with him. That's like
Yeah,
so simple
it is.
to
It
me.
is so simple.
Because all promises are yes and amen in Christ Jesus.
That's right.
So
That's right.
that's our prayer. Yes, amen.
Yeah, exactly. I'm
Great.
done now. That's my faith. And I think also, I'm just getting this sense right now from him. We talk about pleasing God and how some people think, they've got to do all these works and they've got to do this and they've got to act a certain way or behave a certain way or maybe tithe a certain amount or whatever to please God. And he says, it's impossible to please God without faith. That's the only thing he asks from us. Believe in me. That pleases him. That's it. So when something happens, I think what you said before is really crucial. Your attitude is something bad happened. Oh, that's the devil again. Ha! That stupid guy. Okay, I'm not going to listen to that, or I'm going to keep going this way, or God's going to show me what to do to overcome it. Whereas majority of Christians will go,
What is God
oh,
trying to teach me or something?
or that? What is God trying to teach me? Or worse than that, why doesn't God love me? Or He would have given this to me already if He really loved me. And
That's
there,
so
and then
sad.
there's no faith, because what they're God, people think that faith is about having faith in a thing, in that thing happening. Faith is about believing He is as good as He says He is. That's all faith is. That's why it pleases Him. It's not that he's pleased. Wow, you're believing for a new house. That's so exciting. God's not going up there. Oh, I'm so happy you're believing for a new house and you believe that I'm good enough to give you a new house. Oh, that makes me so good. That's not what pleases him. What pleases him is that we actually believe he is who he said he is.
Wow, that's crucial. That's a really good point.
It's imperative. And I've
It's his
thought
character.
it is his character. Exactly. Is he God or not?
It's kind of like if you know your dad or you know your best friend, you don't
Exactly.
think they're gonna stab you one day. You don't think, I wonder if they're gonna stab me one
I
day.
wonder if they'll
Because you
still
know for
love
a fact.
me. Yeah, exactly. Wonder if in 20 years they're still gonna like me. Huh.
Yeah.
That could go away. Yeah. And then you have a fight the next day and you go, "See, I knew it would go." That's how we treat God. And He doesn't even have fights with us. We treat him like that. We treat him like this estranged parent who you never know he's going to do. And that's why when people will say to me, and I know some people are waiting a long time for a healing and they don't understand why. And then they tend to, it's rather than just going, well, look, the devil is really hitting you hard. This one is stubborn and we just have to keep going until the truth that God paid for is delivered to you. That's a simple answer. That's not the answer people want. They usually say something like this to me. Well, I don't know why he hasn't done this yet. I've done all the things I'm supposed to do. Why is he making it wait so long? Oh, but I do feel guilty for thinking that about God. And they go around and around and around in circles. And they never get to the point. The whole point, the whole, it's almost like I could see it like a nucleus of a cell, is do you believe God is faithful? Because if you do, you will have peace. And if you don't, you will be miserable for the rest of your life. Because there's always going to be something you need or want that could or could not happen.
Yeah, I'm wondering how Paul learned to say, I am content in all situations.
Yes, whether I abase.
Teach me what Paul knew.
Exactly, you know, whether I abase or abound, I'm content. Exactly. Do you know what I believe, and it would be good to look at the scripture, but you know what I believe, at least I think the foundation underneath that contentment is that he knew that God was for him.
Yeah.
And if God is for you, who cares about the rest? God of the universe, who made everything, is for on my side. Well, I'm sorry. You lose. That's the end of it. Game's over. But we do not.
It's true that even like opposition, like even fierce opposition, is so temporary because our eternity, our place in eternity, has already been secured.
Absolutely.
So even opposition here on earth, it's obviously like real. You see murder, you see death, you see demonic battles and everything, but even that is temporary, and the devil knows that his time is running out. And so like when I get attacked, especially in a certain area, I'm wondering, okay, how is Satan so afraid of me walking in victory in that area? Why is Satan so afraid of me walking in what God has for me in that area? And that's why, like, in high school, he attacked, like, my sexuality, perverted me into thinking all these weird things.
Anywhere, because he just loves to attack. But you're absolutely right. There will be targeted areas. You know, he's not stupid. He doesn't want to waste his energy. So if the enemy's going to attack you, he's going to attack you, number one, in a place you're weak. That's usually the first, you know, first target.
Yes.
But you're right. He will attack in areas that is going to be the most damaging, the areas that are going to be the most damaging to him in his, if we achieve in that area, it's going to be the most damaging to him. So yes, he's going to put more men or minions on that area to try to bombard you. And if we really could see it like that, not in a sense of like, you know, oh, how scary, how hard, how this, how that. We don't want to look at it like that. You know, I don't want to look at it like that. I'm so tired of looking at Satan like he's anything special. Now, we do have to be wise that it is a fierce, there is a fierceness in it. And we are supposed to be sober and vigilant, but we don't have to be afraid of him in that he has the upper hand. I think, in essence, if every Christian actually got, I mean, really, really, and I'm including myself in this, really, deep in their hearts, understood that God was for us, the game would be over with Satan. It would be finished. There would be nothing else he could do, because the only mind game he has is to trick you into believing that the Father doesn't love you, that you're not accepted, that you have to do all these works in order to get his approval. That's what he works on. Or if he really loved you, you would be healed, even though, okay, Satan, I'm the one who's doing it. I'm making you sick, but I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to make you believe that God is allowing this to happen, whichever way he can do it. But if we actually, through every single thing, which is, I think is what Paul got, that God was for him, no matter what.
Wow, that's so true.
Then we're finished. Game over. We're done. We can just move on. We think we're running the whole show, and yet he's placed something in your heart, something in your mind, something in your desires that is he's preparing you for. And we go around thinking, I want this, and I'm going to go in this direction, and I like that, you know, he's the one who's planted it in the first place, and then we think we're the author of it. And then on top of that, you'll start saying things. You're starting to say the things that he wants to call forth that which is not, as if it were. So lately, I've got on my Skype thing, God is, what is it I have? God is for us, not against us. Hallelujah. Guess what he wants to teach me now?
Yeah, that's what I found myself too. He'll start putting things in my mouth and in my heart and in my mind, and I realized I didn't really care about that a week ago. Like, I wasn't really zoning in on that scripture or zoning in on that area. And then I realized, okay, this is where God's bringing me to. It's becoming more alive to me. It's becoming more deep and more real and more experiential. Like that word, no, you said, like you talked about.
Yes, how in it's the experiential. Greek. Yes. 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 That's
even
yeah.
the word, like experiential.
Mm.
Because it's written, the word is alive and powerful, and it's written by a living God. It's not just the God of the past did that stuff. I mean, we know that, like, in our head, but to actually think, wow, like, the Bible, the words are alive and powerful. When I read them, it's like I'm engaging with a living God. I'm engaging with the words. It's like the words spoken from a living God. That's just, like, amazing.
It is. It is. And he's made it available, you know, all the time, anytime. And most of the time we don't spend the time, well, majority of believers, I'd say, don't spend the time that we really need it to fill ourselves with that living word so we can walk it. So we can be breathing
yeah.
that living word, you know, all the time and not be,
yeah.
and that's how we, what does it say? You know, it, okay, it's the shield of faith. And I think faith is this thing. I think, I believe he wants to teach a whole nother level of faith. It's the shield of faith that quenches all the fiery darts. That's the part of the armor that quenches the fiery darts coming our way. It's the faith. Now, if our faith is